we ourselves, everything around us, appears ordinary. I'm going to define all of these terms in a moment. We ourselves and all the things around us, our environment, other people and so forth, appear as ordinary. And we assent to that appearance. We believe it's true. We believe I am ordinary. Things are ordinary. Other people are ordinary. This, according to Highest Yoga Tantra, is the root of samsara and the source of all our suffering. So things appearing to us as ordinary is called ordinary appearance. Okay? Our mind that assents to that appearance, believes the things that appear as ordinary to be ordinary, that's called ordinary conception. Ordinary appearance, ordinary conception. If you want to make it real easy, you can think, well, ordinary appearance is just all the things I normally see. But we, a little bit more sophisticated, we can see in a moment. So these two, ordinary appearance, ordinary conception. What is the root ordinary conception? What is the, at the root of it? I think of myself as an ordinary being. I identify as being ordinary. You know, in this world, or wherever, there are ordinary beings and there are pure beings. Ordinary beings experience suffering. Pure beings do not experience suffering. There are ordinary worlds and there are pure worlds. In ordinary worlds, everything is the nature of suffering, true suffering. In a pure world, in a pure land, there are no true sufferings. So what Buddha taught us when he taught Tantra, you've got to make a choice here. Do you want to stay as an ordinary being inhabiting an ordinary world? Or do you want to abandon being ordinary and become a pure being enjoying a pure world? There isn't a third option. So we have to make a choice. So this is what we're going to look at now. What does it really mean to identify as being an ordinary being? Why is it such a problem? And how can we stop it? How can we prevent ordinary appearance, ordinary conception? So it's quite radical. Tantra is radical because Tantra is not about, it's not like a cosmetic operation to improve the person we are at the moment, to improve the world that we live in the moment. It's not like painting over samsara, cheering it up, making it bright and cheerful. You can't make samsara cheerful. You can be like deliriously happy in samsara, but that's just another form of suffering. There is no real cheer. If cheer means true happiness, there is none in samsara. So, the world that we're in at the moment, and I'm not talking just the world that we normally see, the world that we experience, let's just say the ordinary world that we experience and the ordinary self that we identify ourselves as, have to be abandoned fully. I can't, for example, let's say my name is John, it's easier than Genla. It's not John, by the way. The Geshe talks about a practitioner called John. So let's suppose John, he wants to practice Tantra. He's interested, heard lots of good things. It sounds cool. Okay, I want to practice Tantra. So this means I'm going to train in becoming a Buddha. So, big question. Do you really want to become a Buddha? Do you? Do you want to stop being ordinary and become a completely pure being? With pure body, pure speech, pure mind. Is this something you deeply want? So suppose we've got that far. Yeah, sounds cool. That's what I want to do. It's irreversible, by the way. If you do follow the path to enlightenment, you become a Buddha. You can't go back again to being ordinary. Okay. You can manifest as an ordinary being, but you can't actually become ordinary ever again. So, okay, so I've got to make this choice. So what have I got to do? John cannot become a Buddha. Okay? For John to become a Buddha, he has to abandon his ordinary identity. Completely abandon. Abandon his ordinary world. Or we can say Mary. Mary has to abandon her ordinary identity. Lots of Spanish people in the room. Maria. Maria has to abandon her ordinary identity. Stop thinking I am Mary. Stop being Mary. Create a new identity. Abandon the ordinary world in which she lives. Create a new world. You know, we think of ourself and our environment as if they're like separate. We watch videos, we watch TV shows on the environment as if it's something out there, separate from us. But our environment is just a reflection of our mind. When we are born, ourself and our environment appear simultaneously. When we purify ourself, become a pure being, our environment simultaneously becomes a pure environment. It's not like we've got two jobs to do. First of all, make myself pure, then, boy, this is a big one, work on the environment, make that pure. The environment is nothing other than a reflection of our inner self. So if we purify ourselves, we purify our world. But John cannot become a pure being. For as long as he identifies as John, if what he's trying to do is fix John, what Maria is trying to do, fix Maria, make her pure, we cannot do that. She has to stop being Maria, become a new person. She has to become Vajrayogini.